For those of you who know my story, know that I became a millionaire in property investing in the UK. After that, I started doing YouTube videos and teaching people how to get into property. And there's a group of people from Uganda that messaged me and said, Samuel, can you come down and run a business workshop and teach us about finances in Uganda? So I went out free of charge to deliver this workshop. But unfortunately, I never got a chance to deliver the workshop because day one of arriving in Uganda, I had a serious accident. I fell down the River Nile and I broke my leg. So I'm in hospital thinking, why am I here? Why would God allow this to happen? But when I was in hospital, it was terribly small. There was people coming in a worse state than I was, that were being sent away because there was no space for them in the hospital. For a while now, we've been giving implants, giving equipment, but we finally just built our very own hospital ward here in Jinja, Uganda. So I'm gonna give you a quick tour right now with Daniel, who's the builder and the engineer that designed the whole thing and made it happen on time. So Daniel, firstly, I wanna say massive thank you, brother.
It's amazing.
You did it. Let's go and have a look around. So this building, the Ugandan government predicted it would cost how much to get this built?
You're talking about 6 billion.
6 billion. The Ugandan government didn't have the funds for it, massive need for it, and how much did it cost?
Just 1 billion in a period of 7 months.
They said it would take 3 years. They said it will cost 3 to 6 billion. We did it for 1 billion in 7 months. So credit to you, bro.
This is the ward for men, and each tubic contains 4 beds. This is 4 bed, this is 4 bed, the other is 4 bed.
So in total, how many beds will this hold?
With 62 beds.
62 beds.
And this building is one of the best wards at the moment right now.
So if you're an MP and you have an accident, they only want you to go to the best. So if you're an MP and you have an accident, where are they sending you now?
They just send you here.
Here?
Here, we have got the private rooms for specific IVIP people. So we have got offices for stricter for doctors. When you check most of these wards, they didn't have offices for the doctors. The doctors have to go in other offices, then they come back again. But now this time, you'll be with the patients.
This was previously a referral center where people would come with injuries, accidents. The nurses would check them, and then they would then refer them to a hospital where they had the facilities, the equipment, proper wards. But in this whole district, there's no hospital. When the doctor finished my surgery, I went to visit her the following year to say thank you. And I said to her, what can we give you in return? She said, I don't want anything. But what I do want is I want implants, the wires, the equipment. So if you could maybe donate, then that'll be fine. So I said, fine. So I started donating and sending her stuff. And then she came up with the idea. She was like, what we really need is a whole new ward. So now we've built this, the government have been able to justify also employing new people. So there have been 2 new orthopedic surgeons that are going to be resident. They're going to be here all the time for the people of this district. The Ugandan government were so impressed. We've had the president who's messaged us, and they've also started using this same design across other parts of Uganda to build other hospitals. So it's just mad. I'm super happy right now. I'm about to meet the nurse that looked after me while I was in hospital. And I'm just going to see how she's doing, catch up with her now. Jovia, good to see you.
Good to see you too.
How was it in the hospital? Was I a good patient or a difficult patient?
Very friendly.
Yeah, okay.
And easy, yeah. And while we were together, you told me about business.
Was I talking about this to you while I was in hospital?
Yes.
I was in hospital telling you about business?
Yes.
I don't remember that. So what have you done since?
Since I left the other hospital, now I'm managing a hospital.
Wow. Mm. So you've worked your way up then?
Yes.
That's good. You're doing well in your job, in your career. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate you. If you need any advice on business or anything, let me know, yeah?
Okay.
Thank you. Tony, my man. This would not have been possible without Tony. No one believed that we could get this done for a billion, but I guess that's my property development hat.
100%. Your skills as a businessman, your skills in property development and so forth, obviously it was essential getting this property.
Yeah, 100%. When the government found out, number one, I'm not using any builders from outside Uganda.
Yeah.
Even the materials, I refused to get bricks, cement, nothing outside Uganda.
Yeah.
And taking no salary myself, even my flights I'm paying for myself. I don't think the government could quite believe that.
That's the thing, is when we first met them, they were like, oh, very insistent on using government workers, you know, government procedures.
Nah, I ain't doing that. I'm not using government, paying $6 billion. They quoted us between $3 and $6 billion.
Yeah.
And wanted it all done with the Ugandan government and the Ugandan government workers. I'm like, nah. I want full control of the project, not so I can take money, just so I can get it done fast and I can get it done cheap.
Yeah, exactly.
Get it done, and it's done to a good standard.
Yeah. And they fought us all the way.
Oh, mate, they did. You know, but now the tables have turned.
Yeah.
And now the president wants to meet me.
Yeah. Now they say, well, who is this guy?
Yeah.
How is he doing it for a third
friend? Yeah, what can I say, man? So when I had my accident, I was in here, which is the referral center. And at the moment, there's no orthopedic surgeons even in here. It's really rough. This is where they're going to be once we've got the equipment in here. As you can see,
it's not good. There's a lot of people here waiting.
They've been here for weeks
waiting for implants to come in,
yeah,
to be donated or to come to the government.
And then if implants get donated, that's fine. It will sort of solve a temporary situation, but ultimately, there's not enough space.
Let me take this chance to thank you for your opportunity.
Yeah, you're welcome, bro. You had an operation?
Yeah.
When?
I'm waiting for operation. Maybe it is for today.
Yeah, I had one. I had one myself here. Yeah, I had a knee surgery here. Yeah.
You're here?
Yeah.
But now you're kicked.
I'm good, just as you will be good. Yeah.
But you got fracture like me. You see me?
Yeah. 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 You've been here for 3 weeks?
Four weeks,
waiting for surgery.
We're looking for money.
Jeez.
Money's the problem.
Yeah. That's why we've come, you know, to see if we can offer help. I'll remember you, brother. All right, get well soon.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. So previously, people like him, we'd donate and we'd just say, you know what, how much you need? £200.
Yeah.
And that'll be enough for him to have his operation.
Yeah.
Get his implants or whatever. And we kept giving. But then in the end, it's like, we just need it. Full-time orthopedic surgeons. We just need a new building.
Yeah.
They haven't got space. It's not just a case of we haven't got enough implants. It's a case of the root of the problem, which obviously was a new building. But you know what? I would have never, ever have seen people like that if I hadn't have gone to hospital myself.
Yeah.
I remember lying in hospital thinking, why has God put me here? Like, I've come out to try and do free business workshops and give out loans to budding entrepreneurs to try and help out. And now I can't. I'm here.
Yeah.
And it's almost like God was saying to me, I don't want you to do that right now. I want you to see this.
Yeah.
Everything happens for a reason, and it's sad there always will be sick people, but it's such a difference.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Just have the space.
Thank you for helping make it happen. One of the best feelings in the world is helping people, but you can't do that unless you've got finance. And it's interesting because a lot of people think rich people are greedy, rich people are bad. But actually, you can't do things like this without money. And I want to give a massive shout out to also my Academy members. We've got so many other projects going on here in Uganda and across other countries and across the world. We've got like boreholes, water wells, water tanks, schools. We built 2 schools in this district. There's so much stuff that we're doing, and a lot of it is funded by my property business, yes. But now we're having a bigger effect because a lot of it is funded through my Academy members, which is just incredible. So if you want to be able to live a happy, rich, fulfilled life, my advice would be learn about wealth, become wealthy yourself, but then give back, make the world a better place. If you want to jump on some of my property training, it all starts with the crash course. It really does. Come and spend a full day with me learning about property, and then come out to Uganda, start your own thing, start writing books, start building charities, start making things happen. I look forward to spending a full day with you at the Property Investors Crash Course. I'll leave a link in the description. Thanks so much for watching. God bless. Peace out.